Geo stressed, with rippling impatience at the thought of waiting even an hour.
Is her address?
And suddenly, Geo was smiling for the first time in a very long time. He had finally found her. Of course, that didn't automatically mean he intended to forgive her, he swiftly qualified, straightening his muscular shoulders. His wide, sensual mouth compressed in a manner that would have made his chief executives quail, for he was a tough man, an inflexible, stubborn man, very much feared in the business world. After all, Billy had walked out on him, was, in fact, the only woman ever to pull that stunt on Geo Letsos. But there she was, on screen. His Billy. Still wearing flowery clothes like a nature explosion, a shock of caramel-coloured blonde curls flowing round her heart-shaped elfin face, her wide green eyes unusually serious.
"You're not a very active host," a voice remarked from the doorway.
The speaker was as short as Geo was tall and as fair as Geo was dark. But Geo and Leandros Canistis had been friends since their school days, both of them born into wealthy, privileged and pedigreed, if dysfunctional, Greek families, and sent to England to board at exclusive, fee-paying schools. Geo closed down his laptop and studied his old friend.
"Did you expect anything different? Even for you, that sounds arrogant,"
Leandros countered.
"We both know that even if I threw a non-alcoholic party in a cave, it would be packed," Geo said dryly, well aware of the pulling power of his vast wealth. "I didn't know you were going to throw a divorce party."
"That would be tasteless. It's not a divorce party."
"You can't fool me,"
Leandros warned him. Geo's lean, strong face was expressionless, his famed reserve kicking in, hard and fast.
"Callisto and I had a very civilized divorce,
and now you're back on the market, and the piranhas are circling,"
Leandros commented.
"I will never marry again,"
Geo declared grimly.
"Never is a long time."
"I mean it,"
Geo emphasized darkly. His friend said nothing, and then tried to lighten the atmosphere with an old joke.
"At least you could trust Callisto to know that Canaletto isn't the name of a racehorse."
Momentarily, Geo froze, his lean, dark, devastating features tightening, for that gag had worn thin years before he stopped hearing it. Sadly not Billy's most shining moment.
"I mean," Leandros was still grinning, "I don't blame you for ditching that one. What an airhead."
Geo said nothing. Even with his oldest friend, Geo was not given to making confidences or baring his soul. In actuality, Geo had not ditched Billy. He simply hadn't taken her out with him in public again. In the garage, Billy was going through garments and costume jewellery that she had acquired during the week to sell in her vintage clothes shop. She was sorting items into piles for washing, repair, or specialist cleaning while dumping anything past its prime. While she worked, she talked non-stop to her son. "You're absolutely the most cute and adorable baby ever born," she told Theo warmly as he kicked his legs in his high chair, smiled beatifically, and happily got on with eating his mid-morning snacks. With a sigh, she straightened her aching back, reflecting that all the bending and stretching had at least started knocking off a few pounds of the extra baby weight she had been carrying for months. The doctor had told her that that was normal, but Billy had always had to watch her weight, and she knew that while putting it on was easy, getting it back off again was not. And the problem with